Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Oh, my God, y'all. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. That was the new, brand spanking new theme song, courtesy of Ray Fairbairns, the artist is on the show quite a lot. We've had this up in here. His name is Chatham, and he had the track Champion. It was actually in the top 12 songs on Life After Dust Live, so a lot of great things going on, and I really enjoyed just the fact of getting a chance to have him on here. We do that. And also, too, I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. As I said, what's up? See, I know he's in the building. My boy, Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how you doing today?
Not much, man. I know we can't wait for the Bradbury Report today. Got a lot of great stuff coming out. A lot of celebrities, a lot of great things coming up this week.
Oh, there definitely is. And the one thing I want to say, the new intro definitely matches you. It definitely sounds real good. He did a good job on it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, man. Like, I love the other intro. I love them for the longest, but it just, it sounded meaner. And I was like, okay, when this one came out, I was like, okay. I've already been hearing the difference. It's much different. And it kind of fits everything that happens with the show, so it's great. We got other new stuff we're dropping, too. New drops and stuff, too. So y'all be on the lookout for that. So y'all should hear. So, especially speaking of which, y'all will hear the Blackberry Report coming up by the brand new drop that we have for it. So when y'all hear that, y'all know the Blackberry Report is coming up. So I'm going to go ahead and put my boy Aaron Mecco in here, and then he'll be on here shortly again. So I'm going to go ahead and go to some music. Got new music today, of course. You know, that's what we do also here, drop new music. This is a new track by artist by name ESS, Eastside Soldiers. He's actually from the Boston area. So I guess you'll show them some love. And this is Think I'm Crazy, right here on Life After Dust Live, your boy Teddy J, and my special co-host, my boy Aaron from AACDBA.com.
Everybody, it's your girl Elizabeth Langham, and whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
All right, welcome back to Life After Dusk live. Your boy, Fetty J. I'm back at The Dusk today, you know, as you get a little bit of little stuff about the celebrities, dumb criminals, you get hot topics, you can get a little stuff about the Blackberry Real World. I'm straight from NACDBA.com. So a lot of great things going on. And also, got a special guest today, my girl Kenny Lynn. We'll be talking about her single, Hoppin' Poppin'. And that's actually featured on Global Tech Mixtape Series. Hey, y'all just be on the lookout. We'll be talking to her second half of the show. So y'all definitely be ready for that. As far as today's hot topic, hot mess for today, I really go to media tech guys and stuff today, really, NASA, because there's one big thing that's really bugged me the most, and that was the whole thing with the World Star Hip Hop thing that's been going on all day. It's been a really big, very controversial thing. And you go to Twitter, of course, it's a trending topic and all that, and it's been the talk of everyone's timelines all day. And I definitely had to share my two cents about what I think about World Star Hip Hop about not being up, in which actually we're going to clear something up on that. I went and did some more research, and actually, World Star Hip Hop is not closed, is not shut down. They technically shut down for the time being, for like today, for until later tonight or early tomorrow, because of technical difficulties. So we will still be having World Star Hip Hop, unfortunately. And what I say unfortunately is because of how I feel about World Star Hip Hop. It basically, to me, it just has, it's a very misleading title, very misleading. Mostly everything, when you go into World Star Hip Hop, you go there, and most of the stuff that's usually getting most press is all stuff for the things that's embarrassing people. And it's getting to a point where it's getting real old, that it's like, can we please get some new stuff about these people that's not always... It's obvious, you gotta see somebody cat stacks embarrassing somebody. It just gets old. And it's like, nothing is really on there. It says hip hop to me anymore. And the things that are hip hop, you're paying $200 to $600 just to put your video up there. But if I wanna act a pure fool, if I put it up there, then all of a sudden, you know, I get down there for free because that's gonna give me press. I just understand that. And that's a definitely big issue that I definitely want to talk up with. We can really have everyone think about that for the week. It's basically, you know, let's say that World Star Hip Hop wasn't up for real. It wasn't going to be up completely because it's not up to date. People are losing their minds. The people who go there frequently, they're losing their minds because World Star Hip Hop was not up. And how would you feel if World Star Hip Hop was really not going to come back? Would you feel like your life is going to end, or would you feel like, okay, life's going to go on? Because it's really good. Like I said, it's getting to a point where everything you look at it, it's just, it gets worse. It's something that's worse and worse. And it used to be really heavy on hip hop and whatnot, but now they're taking that away from. And you have sites like HotGhettoMess.com that got shut down, and was. It was exploiting black people left and right. And then they had the series on BET, and it got shut down and stuff. But World Star Hip Hop, you know, so it's going to be up here because people are complaining that they want to stay. But my thing is this, World Star Hip Hop, at least one thing that Hot Ghetto Mess can say is, at least Hot Ghetto Mess was what it was. They put up stuff that pertained to the title. It's misleading to watch this. So look at a site called World Star Hip Hop and continually see things that's not there so far of. And you look at MediaTakeout.com. MediaTakeout.com, it makes everything tied to that because it's basically the media's take on things. And it just basically is. It is just it's an urban ran site. It's an urban ran site. And basically, as I've been paying attention, MediaTakeout.com and World Star Hip Hop have been in cahoots very much so lately. So it's very interesting. And then, of course, there's a lot of speculation. Like he started seeing that, saying that 50 Cent was joking about on his Twitter as well, that he got World Star Hip Hop shut down. And so there's a lot of crazy things going on. You know, you really start going to it a little more and start doing the research. It just gets wild. But that's it. Really, and Dave, I just want to know what you guys think about. Is World Star Hip Hop, do you feel like World Star Hip Hop is a waste of time, or is it a good thing? Because at the end of the day, it's, like I said, why would you make it goes to the account again? I'm so tired, which is why Life Art doesn't start in the first place. I'm so tired of people exploiting these artists. You know, charging them a gazoo of things, this crazy prices just to get their stuff out there. But when foolishness comes around, they ain't got to pay for it. I just don't understand it. And it comes to a point where I just really want to ask myself, what's really going on? But anyways, that's my take today on the whole World Star Hip Hop incident. But y'all know what time it is, man. It's about that time. It is about that time, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know what time it is. Right about now.
tune in to the Black Ray Report, brought to you by NHCBDA.com, on Life After Dusk, live by City J at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
All right, so like I told y'all, we had a lot of new stuff coming up as far as like drops and everything. And with that new drop, that is when you hear that sound, that lets you know that the Black Mirror Report is about to start. So without further ado, what's up, Aaron?
Hey, how you doing? And just so everyone else would know, I am working on a better one, so it's going to be even nicer.
All right, man. It has like that newsroom music to it too.
I mixed with a little bit of techno into it, for the techno people out there. But you're more the rap disco people.
Oh yeah. See, it's a little bit of everything. But see, you're here. The techno actually point. You actually did good actually picking the techno for us. Like the artists on today, you understand why that's actually a good fit for what you did. So I was definitely feeling when you put that. I was like, yeah, I like that one. I like that one better. I like it.
Well, I tried. Well, what's going on for this for today, for Monday? RIM might extend the BES, the business side of their communications, for non-BlackBerry devices. So they're trying to make the management capabilities to be able to use on non-BlackBerry devices like the Android, the iPhone. They're opening it up so they can communicate with each other.
Well, definitely. And so basically, it's going to be a much better way of how to go, like how, because now with these things like Kick and Connected and all that kind of stuff, those are basically ways for them to try to stay in contact with each other.
Well, dealing with Kick, I don't think they're going to be back on their network at all due to the problems that they had. They were caught using the code without the permission from RIM. The original owner of Kit is a technician from RIM, and he went on to his own company to make a instant messenger, and he used some of their code. So that's an ongoing court case through RIM and Kit.
Ooh, I get explicit stuff. Okay. I want to talk about this next thing. This rumor about the playbook. Let us know about the rumor from the playbook.
Well, that rumor, they're talking about pushing out over 1 million playbooks in the first quarter of 2011. So they're saying they're going to have out there for sale over 1 million playbooks.
So I wonder how much the playbook is going to be retailed at then. That's a great question.
Yeah, they haven't officially given these prices. Most of the prices were leaked, and that is not official. They're talking between $249 to $599, something like that. It's within that range.
Oh, dude, I hope if it's like in threes, I'm definitely copping that as soon as possible.
Three,
I'll be so happy. You'll be hearing me and Aaron both talk about them on the show. Like, yeah, we got a new playbook.
But they are talking that the playbook is going to have the 3G, 4G capabilities where you can make phone calls off their phone with a SIM chip.
Oh, that's gonna be great. Ooh, okay. That leads to another thing that's in the works. What's this thing about the new keyboards?
They are in the process of testing the horizontal keyboards, like the new Droid and the Windows version. They are talking about trying out a horizontal phone where the keyboard will be sliding out from the side of it.
Oh, okay.
Which to me,
I think I like that much better.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I like that much better. I have to say, Aaron, I probably like that much better.
Well, I liked it because when I had the Sidekick that had the side keyboard, there was more room. And say people that have big fingers and thumbs that have problems pushing the certain buttons on these, they have more room with the sideways keyboard.
That means that they're going to be definitely working on a lot more slider BlackBerries then because of that reason.
I would definitely say so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I see you also got something that we're trying to get someone nominated. What's this about?
The BlackBerry Help on Twitter. This is a RIMS Twitter account. They are officially been nominated for the Shorty Award on Twitter. If you can log into Twitter, and type this one, the A with the circle around it, BLACK Berry Help. It's all one word, BlackBerry Help. And sign up for their like how you put on me as a friend, do the same thing with them, and they get nominated for the Shorty Award. They have, I think, almost 1 million people on their list.
And I like BlackBerry Help because whenever you get Twitter by BlackBerry, Twitter for BlackBerry, you automatically get them following you, and they kind of help you understand any updates and stuff that's going on with it. So I think if you're a BlackBerry user, you definitely should show them some love, especially if you have that Twitter app.
Well, something that got leaked just today, just about 5 or 10 minutes before your show, anyone that has the 9780, they just leaked a new operating system update. I do have it on the site, and I am downloading it personally, and I'm going to load it up to the site. So when these download sites take it off, I will have it on the site so they can still download it.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see what celebrities you have for this week. I see one that everyone in Twitter land constantly talks about. I'll save her for last.
Okay.
We got Marc Jacobs. Marc Jacobs is a BlackBerry user.
Yes. They got a couple pictures of him on the web showing him using his BlackBerry while he's walking.
And by the way, for those of y'all, for also BlackBerry users, Android users, iPhone users, his site you can definitely view from your phone. Very easy to see. That's one great thing I can say about it. His site is definitely mobile friendly.
I was just going to say.
You think he's holding a torch?
That's what it looked like. The only thing I just want to say, don't get caught walking through a mall with your phone and texting. because you might end up on YouTube. I don't know if you heard about it, that it's all over the news. A lady is suing a security company from a Pennsylvania mall, and she was texting, and she fell into the fountain at the mall.
Oh, so,
as I say, do not text and walk.
Oh, they said she's suing the mall?
She's suing the mall for putting her picture out on the internet. And from what I heard, it's $500,000.
Oh, yeah, because that's, I mean, that's dumb. Because then it uses security cameras for the wrong thing. See, if it, I can see if somebody like me and you riding the street were being silly and was like recording it, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. I don't think that it would have been that big of a deal to a person. But when the people are using security cameras to make sure that you're secure and they're using them for pranks like that, that's a whole other thing there.
Well, it, if you look at CNN or Fox News, you'll look up texting while walking. I think you'll find it. It was post. It was on the news yesterday.
Okay, I see there's a new white BlackBerry Torch 9800 coming to Vodafone UK.
Yes. The Torch is now being released out of the United States, and they're starting to sell them in Canada, the United Kingdom, and they're heading to other parts of Europe. So the Europeans, the ones that are listening from London and all that, just get ready because the Torch is coming your way.
Oh, definitely, man. All right, so that leaves me, I guess, man, it's actually, man, we're doing pretty good on time today. It's like, dang. I guess it leaves the last one. Nicki Minaj is we also found she's a BlackBerry user now, too.
Oh, yes. We got pictures of her, and as you say, all smiles.
Yeah, she has. What BlackBerries that she has?
I couldn't tell. To me, it kind of looks like a bold.
I think that's a tour. It looks like a tour to me.
Well, it's hard to really see some of them because the way they hold the phone and stuff. But if anyone...
Right,
because like,
it could pass for a storm the way she's holding it, too.
Oh, definitely. I just got a Twitter message of somebody listening saying thank you. But as I say, if anyone has any pictures of celebrities... if they want to send it to us, it's under tips@nhcbba.com or celebrities@nhcbba.com.
And we'll give y'all, just to kind of get y'all ready for Wednesday, I tell you a couple of things we'll be talking about on Wednesday show. We'll be talking about the new Google Maps. New BBS, Katie BlackBerry Swiss Army Knife, Sprint acting a fool with the prices, and we also have some other new stuff as well. So y'all be on the lookout. All right, so I thank you, Aaron, as usual, man. And I can't wait for it. I think it's pretty cool too. I think the fact that now we do this every Monday and Wednesday now, everyone kind of gets, if you miss a Monday show, you might not hear the same stuff for Monday's show, but at least you get a chance to catch the show live at least one time a week because you get a chance to catch it two times if you want to. So I think that's a lot better.
And also we might do a recap of the previous episode, just do a quick recap of what we talked about and make it so they don't have to miss it. Or they could listen to it on either your site or my site. I'm working on putting the podcast on my site.
Okay, so there y'all go, man. As usual, thank you, Aaron. And, man, we're going to go to a quick music break. And then when we come back from the quick music break, we will be talking to my girl, Miss Kenny Lynn. And she's actually from, check this out. Check this out, Aaron. She's from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
Not
the Jersey girl. Hey, I love the
All
Jersey
right,
girl.
All right, so here we go, y'all. We get ready to go to this. So here we go. This is Kenny Lance, hopping, popping, and shout out to C Mac in the chat room. Big ups to you, man. Y'all make sure anytime y'all catch my show that's on Monday to Thursday, y'all can also catch his show Monday to Thursday too. It comes up directly after this show ends. I always have a good time every time I'm over there and get some good laughs. Definitely support him. He's somebody you say you've probably seen him somewhere on your TV screen, your computer, whatnot. So there you go. We get ready to go to you know, hop and pop it.
What's up, everyone? This is Miss Rare Bree, and when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. What's up?
All right, everyone, welcome back. That was hopping, bopping, hopping, popping. Well, my girlfriend's Kenny Lynn, who's actually about to bring on the line right now. Here we go. What's up, Kenny Lynn?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, welcome. Yes, I can.
Ah, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm glad to have you on the show today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we definitely had to play that before you came in, because, you know, we gotta get them live before they bring you on, so they understand who it is to get them ready to hear from.
Yeah, gotta get people excited.
Yes, most
totally
definitely. So, well, first off, I just wanted to say I'm glad to have you on the show yet again, and there's a lot of great stuff going on with you right now. I mean, like, man, like, the Papa, everywhere you at, man, the paparazzi is hitting you up like crazy. I'm keeping some stuff on your Facebook profile. You had a lot of red carpet events and whatnot, and that's very good as far as
you're
in the entertainment industry.
Exactly, just getting my face out there and letting people, you know who I am and what I'm about, and, you know, just getting myself out there. So I've definitely been to a lot of events. It's been great, and it's been fun, and just always something different. It's a new adventure every time I go.
Most definitely, and it's definitely great, you know, having someone from the Jersey Shore in the building. You know, Aaron is also does a show with me Mondays and Wednesdays. He said he loves the Jersey Shore with me.
Wait, what's his name? Eric, you said? Right,
I'm Aaron. I'm bringing him on. Here we go. Hold on. What's up, Aaron? You still on?
Oh, yes, I am.
Hey, what's going on, Eric? How are you?
It's Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
Aaron. Oh.
And I'm originally from the shore also. I was born in Atlantic City.
Oh, okay, so you're right down the shore then, right from me. I'm LBI area.
I know where that is. I stay on the island myself in Beach Haven.
Oh, okay. So you're like down on the south end of the island. That's cool.
So I know that my family's been is from down there. Originally, we go back about five generations on the shore.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's like a ghost town in the wintertime. But, you know, during the summer, it's just packed with people. And you're just like, where are all these people come from?
Oh, definitely. That's the best time to go down there. It's the late fall and early spring before all the people that are tourists.
Oh, yeah. And the lights, they turn the lights off in the winter because there's nobody down there.
Exactly. And I sat on the beach just looking right out to the ocean, and you could see the boats moving across the water. And I didn't even have a single person harass me sitting out there.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't. Not in the wintertime.
Well, most definitely, Miss Kaylin, as far as, like, basically what we want to know, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. First off the top, you know, kind of let everyone know the background of how you actually got into music.
I got into music. My mom, she was managing a couple artists when I was younger, when I was around like 13, 14 years old, and I seen what she was doing, and I always had a love for music and a passion for it, and I was just like, you know, like, why can't I do this, you know? She gave me a couple beats to start writing too, because I've been writing poetry since I was like 8, and it kind of really just went from there. Like, she just had me in the studio and getting me in there when I was like 14 and starting to develop me writing wise and just like, you know, getting in front of people as well, you know, doing open mic nights in Philly and New York, and pretty much that's how she started developing me until I was around like 18 is when I first like put out my first album, Ill Misbehavin', and we've been really, really hardcore at it now for like the past like, I want to say like 2.5-3 years, as far as like just like staying on the grind constantly and just what we do pretty much 24/7 with my music.
Well, definitely, and you know, this always a key thing I was wanting to know. Was music always something that you wanted to do, or was there other things as well?
Oh, no, music was something I always wanted to do. I always had a passion for it, always, since I was a little kid. My mom used to tell me that I used to pull out, like, all the pots and pans out from underneath the cabinets and grab some of like the cooking utensils and just start banging on them like a drum set. So I always had it in my blood, and it was something I wanted to do.
You was getting your Sheila E. on.
Excuse me?
I said you were getting your Sheila E. on.
Yeah. You know.
Your mom, so definitely that lets us know that you definitely have parents who are definitely behind you 100% in your music. And that's always good to know that when you have family that's behind what you're doing, it makes you feel more grounded in what you do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, my mom's my manager, so I'm very blessed and I'm very fortunate to have the family support that I have, you know, from that. And I really am, like, extremely blessed to have that because not everybody does. And it's really hard, this entertainment industry and just the industry in general. You know, just you really got to watch out. And it's great that I really have somebody that has my best interest at the end of the day, you know.
Was definitely, and I just got to talk to someone about modeling on their show yesterday about that. They were saying that a good manager, there's not necessarily mean they're completely knowledgeable about what they're going into, but as long as they have your best interest at heart, they will pick that stuff up.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, that's like life in general, you know, like you're going to learn and people are going to make mistakes. It's just about, like, you know, being aware of those mistakes and fixing those mistakes and just knowing what to do next, you know. It's just, it's just learning pretty much, you know. It's just life in general.
Well, definitely. Okay, so this goes into the track we just played by you, Hoppin' Poppin'. Like, how did you get into the studio going? What was the direction that you were going in when you were getting ready to go into the studio and you were writing this track? What was your direction?
Well, when I go into the studio, my direction is always creative. It's never, I'm going to go into the studio today and I'm going to write this song and I'm going to write, you know, a sad song or I'm going to write this or that. It always is just a creative thing for me. And when I went to the studio and did that specific song, I was actually working with my producer. His name is Matt Locke Robinson, and he was just sitting there, we're chilling, we're actually working on this other song. And I'm like, yo, I have this really cool, like, you know, this hook. And he's like, yo, let me hear it. And I'm like, okay. So I just started saying, you know, I'm like, hopping, jumping, moving on the dance floor. And he's like, okay, go in the booth, lay that down, and we're going to start building the beat around it. And that's pretty much how that song came up. And just I started going through different notebooks and stuff, and just I found the verses for it, and it all clicked together, and it all went together, and that's exactly how Hoppin' Poppin' came to be.
It's always pretty key to have a producer who, a lot of times some people, they can make beats, but they don't know how to make beats to make fresh beats to surround around lyrics that are already being made. Like a lot of people, what they do is they want you to basically make lyrics of what they've already made. So it's always a key thing to have a producer like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out well. He did really good because it was like, it has that hopping, popping sound to it.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, no, definitely. I hear you, though. And it's the same way, though, even being an artist, you know, sometimes I write to the beat, you know, or sometimes I go in with an idea and I'm like, hey, listen to this, you know, you want to build something around this. And, you know, it goes both ways, you know, and just really trying to find the harmony of working with another person, because that's really what you need to find, especially with an artist and as well as a producer. You know, a lot of times people just think, like, you go in there and, like, you know, the producer does everything, or the engineer does everything, or the artist does this or the artist does that. And it's really not like that. Like, you know, sometimes you bump heads, but you just got to find that balance and that piece and make it work and just work in harmony with each other.
All right, most definitely. Okay, so we got to that, and then you got Hoppin' Poppin' up. Like, how did you come about as far as getting involved with having placement on Global Tech Mixtape Series?
Global Attack, I actually went to the CEG Christmas party this past Christmas, and I had met Scott. So I just he said, hey, are you interested in this? And we're like, hell yeah, we're interested, you know. I was like, yeah, I would love to be a part of that, you know. And that's pretty much how we got on the Global Tech Mixtape Series, and I'm really excited, you know, about that. And I'm so excited and anticipating the release of the mixtape, just because, you know, it's going international and it's going everywhere. I can't wait to see how this all turns out.
Well, definitely. And yeah, I like it because, like, a lot of people will keep going, oh, you're going to, you know, how much you're going to do it in a single year? I don't have to get paid to do it. That's for me. I just, to be frankly honest, the great thing I've been learning about this whole entire project is that all the artists I've got a chance to meet, like, I really wouldn't be enough time in the world to be trying to walk around to all these places that for all these artists are from and able to meet all y'all. That's one thing I like about this project. I've been able to meet people who, unless I traveled to Belgium, I wouldn't be able to meet them. Unless I traveled to meet you, I wouldn't got a chance to meet you. And
yeah,
this is great because y'all have your own unique story, your own style, and it's just great to kind of get that because it's hard to find it a lot of times, be surrounded around people who are doing who have their own sense of being.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally agree with you on that, you know. And it's just a beautiful thing to have technology, too, to be able to, like you said, like not having to travel here and travel there and, you know, and just do things like this. And that's really great, and I completely agree with you on that.
Right, because every time I think about it, another one of y'all comes along, I'm like really grateful for it. It's like, because the thing is, too, what I like about this, and that's another great thing about it as well, pretty much all the artists there, some people have their times that drive me insane, but pretty much most of the artists from the theme, they pretty much y'all are like real down to earth about everything. Even no matter how hot y'all are, how big y'all fan base is, y'all when someone's behind you and supporting you and they're doing to just back you up however, not get behind them. And that's something that, you know, people pray to be around. People that
in
the industry
That's how you have to be, though, you know? You have to be humble, and you have to be down to earth, and, you know, it's just, I mean, that's just my personality and who I am as a person, but if you're not, then what are you, you know? Like, you're miserable, because that's exactly what it is. It just means you're a miserable person, and you're honestly not happy with yourself, you know? What's the point of not being humble and, you know, being positive, and especially being positive towards other people and giving them hope and giving them a light and showing them, you know, what you had done and how you succeeded and your story, you know, to inspire other people. That's exactly what I love about being an artist, is the fact that I can write how I'm feeling and put it into words and put it into music and put it out there and tell a story, and, you know, it will touch somebody somewhere. And I absolutely love that at the end of the day, and knowing that I'm touching people.
And how did the name Candy Wing come about?
Oh, well, my real name's Candace, so my nickname's Candy, and my middle name's Lynn, so.
It's
simple as
that. Mine's stuff like that, too. Hey, so I like it. I like that. So that's pretty good. So that's like, okay.
Yeah, so.
Goofy questions out there then. All right, so if you had to compare yourself to a candy, what candy would you compare yourself to and why?
I like chocolate, so that's what I would compare myself to. That's why, because I like chocolate, like a Reese's.
Okay.
I love chocolate. Like, you don't. I was actually eating a Reese's Fast Break before I called.
Oh man, I love Reese's. You understand the cereal, the candies, guys.
Oh yeah, all of them. Like, all of them are great.
I'm gonna be thinking about the rest of the night now. I'm going crazy.
I'm just plating the fifth.
Most definitely. Okay, so another great question. Who would you say were are probably your top five favorite artists, dead or alive?
Okay. This is, you know, I'm always like switching these things up in my head, but Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC. I loved her. When I was like a little kid, I would, you know, listen, jam out to TLC and like put like the little black mark underneath like my left eye and like get together all the kids in the neighborhood and stuff like that. And like make everybody, somebody's T-Boz, the other person's Chili. So I love Left Eye. She's, God bless her soul, rest in peace. And Alanis Morissette, I love her. Who else? Eminem, he's just great because he speaks his mind. And Pink, I love her. I love the way she expresses herself. And I have one more. Christina Aguilera. I do love Christina Aguilera.
I like it because I like when people have different answers. Like, I like when people have different answers on here because, like, a lot of times you go and watch these shows and he will say the same answer. I'm like, I just said some of the answers, but everybody says the same five. I'm like, okay. I'm getting choices. You had originality to your answers. So I'll definitely feel that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I love all different music and stuff. So, to me, you know, like, I 1 minute I'm listening to, like, Rise Against, next minute I'm listening to Alanis Morissette, or Billy Joel. Like, I'm just all over the place, and I bounce all over the place. I love music. It's in my soul, so.
Right, that's why I hate with, that's why I never from day one tell you where this is a hip-hop show or whatever. I don't like people telling me that I have to choose. But I'm a person that loves listening to all kinds of stuff. I don't like people telling me I can only listen to a certain genre. It's like, no, I love
hearing. Oh, yeah, believe me, I know.
Yes, I'm like hearing this and that. It's like the Jersey Shore. However, the waves go is how I'm feeling right now.
The Jersey Shore, a lot of thing is, like, when I tell people I'm from the Jersey Shore, a lot of people associate, you know, like me, I guess, with the show. And it's really not like that. You know, those people come down here 3 months out of the summer. And they're here for 3 months out of the summer, and they're just showing you what Seaside is like. They're showing what the shore is like in the summertime. I told you it's a ghost town for, like, the next, like, couple months after that. So, I mean, it is what it is, you know, but whatever.
Yeah, and see, as I'm saying, like, when I'm talking to you, you're not like I don't see you doing like how everyone else says that Jersey Shore, because that's exactly what you said. Anytime someone says they're from the Jersey Shore, they automatically think Snooki, GTL, all that stuff. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, they automatically Exactly. Yeah, no, it's really not like that. And besides, those people, they're all from, like, New York and other places, so I don't really, you know. I'm just like, whatever, man. I'm like, people watch way too much TV sometimes. I'm like, I don't know. Teach their own.
It's a gift and a curse. Like, MTV, VH1, and BET, you know, they're good, but there's times they kind of, everybody's mind, they allow themselves to get brainwashed and think, okay, this is the way they think, this is the... That's why I got to make another point. I would say, like, one thing I was telling someone earlier, I just don't understand why there's so many wives shows and half of them aren't married. It just bugs me.
No, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't watch TV too much. Like, I really
don't.
If I watch TV, I turn on, I'm, like, watching, like, South Park or Family Guy or, like, Chelsea Lately or something. Like, I really don't. I don't have time either, you know. I'm constantly busy. So to me, I'm just like, and the other thing is, I just don't have like the attention span for it. I get bored. I feel like I could be doing something productive right now with my life instead of sitting in front of the TV.
Just turn on Twitter. Everybody on Twitter will tell you everything. Like the game that comes on Tuesdays. I don't never have to watch it because everyone on Twitter is going to tell you everything that's going on. Oh my God, can you believe this? I'm like, oh my God! I'm not gonna watch the show. They're gonna tell me that war shows aren't the same anymore because everybody tells everything is going on as it's going on. It's like, dang.
It sounds like BBM.
I know, doesn't it, Aaron? Oh, by the way, because that's a great question. Just so I got to make sure I'm getting more better by asking on time too. What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Oh, team iPhone! No.
Why?
Okay. Because me and Aaron are BlackBerry users, so that's all. We're trying to get a tally now.
I don't really understand the BlackBerry things with the little ball. Yeah, no, I don't understand
at all. I got the store at the test screen. You see, everyone always has to get BlackBerries. I'm like, I have the store of them, so you can do a little this, do a little bit of that. So,
but if she gets this one instant messenger on her iPhone, Q-I-K, she can talk to us.
Okay. There you go. But even though, still at the end of the day, it's all about Team BlackBerry. But we're going to let you slide on that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
We never put any good-looking ladies down.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that, too.
So I want you to definitely go ahead and tell everyone as far as your sites and whatnot that they can definitely follow you, and also let us know about upcoming projects you have as well.
My site, you can actually go right onto my website. It's candylynn.com, and it's candy with an I. So it's CandyLynn, and you can go to any of my sites right on there. Like you can get my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube, everything. It's like right on all the little icons are right there on the homepage, and you just click on any of them. You can check out my video too that's on YouTube, the Hop and Poppin' video. It has like 120,000 views. I'm really excited about that, and I'm so pumped. I'm like, yeah, it just keeps building and it keeps climbing. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, yeah, the site is wonderful. I wouldn't tell you the site. Yeah, her site looks very nice.
Thank you. And what we're doing right now, actually, we're still just in the process of finishing up my second album. I haven't named the second album yet. It's still undecided. And just finishing up all the different songs. I still have like two or three more songs that I need to finish in the studio. And then we're getting ready right now to push another single. You can actually find that on my Facebook fan page. I've been asking like a lot of people and fans like which single that they feel is a better fit. It's between two songs. The one song is called Dirty and the other song is called Lunatics. I think we're more leaning towards Lunatics because that's what everybody's kind of feeling, and it has a more clubby feel and what music, pop music is right now. So I'm excited. We're preparing to just get that, get that on a roll as far as the photo shoot and also the video shoot and just everything, and just putting it all together and just brainstorming at this point in time. So that's pretty much what we have going on right now. So we're working every day, just getting it in.
Oh, definitely. And once again, thank you for coming to the show. I appreciate you most definitely. And, yeah, I mean, I support this woman. She's real down to earth. She's definitely a point about what the Jersey Shore really is. I just try to tell everyone that. Another point, just to support these artists that are just really just doing them and not trying to live an image and not. So just support people like that. And I want to thank you too, Aaron, as usual,
for coming
to the show. And, man, I'm going to leave y'all with this, man. Y'all know how we end off every show. Y'all check out everything. You can check out all the BlackBerry, anything from BlackBerry Report and more at nacbba.com. And you can also check out the shows from here and all the good stuff and all the artists and models and everyone else affiliated over at the Dust Spot at duskowls.ning.com currently. And then I want to leave y'all with this. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember where there's a J or there's a U. God, it is a way. Y'all tune into that episode of Life That Does Live. We'll see y'all tomorrow, and we'll have Investor Black Records artists Tia Filani and Rockmore in the building. So, yeah, definitely come through, and Aaron will be back with some more of the Black Bear Report on Wednesday. So we'll see y'all later.
Good
night.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.